Shalom. This is Shelley Baggett coming to you from beautiful Springfield, Missouri, where we are joined today with my handsome husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III. I love saying your name, honey. Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III. But of course, we can
call you say that no one, there's not a sweeter name on the face of the earth than your own.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that was really good. Baby did a good job.
Oh, thank you. And of course, I call him honey, but I don't advise you do that. They can call you Brother Tom.
They can call me Tom.
And you are not only a doctor, a dentist, but a minister of the gospel.
That is the highest calling.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And introduce your mother.
Well, I followed in the footsteps of my dad, who was a dentist. He was a wonderful dentist, and but his highest calling was the ministry. And he pastored more years than he practiced dentistry. And I was married to this beautiful lady for 56 years, and I call her Mom. And so I'm thankful to have her with us today. And she's going to share with us some of those great experiences that she saw in the ministry of my dad. And she's been talking the last couple of days about miracles in his life, but I want you to know she's had some in hers as well.
Yes, and we need to talk about that. This whole week is dedicated mm-hmm. to miracles and what you have seen.
Well, I get so excited when I think about what God has done for us.
Yes.
It's just a thrill to tell those experiences because they're so real.
Yes.
One of the great things that he did was after all these things that happened to him, one thing after another happened. And one day...
So that had been leukemia.
Leukemia.
And the hemorrhaging and the prostate cancer. And he's been healed of all of those things now. And so something new.
So the one day when the Lord healed him of the leukemia, his gum tissue turned white. He turned yellow as a pumpkin. He lost 30 pounds. And he was sitting there at the breakfast table, and he said, "I'm swollen today. I'm swollen today." And I said, "Well, honey, pull off your shirt, and I'll be able to tell," because mm-hmm. his muscles went to mush. And so he pulled his shirt off, and I said, "Well, honey, you've gained weight." Mm-hmm. He said, "Is that what this is?" And he says, "Well, now that the Lord has healed me of this," he said, "I'm going to ask him to take these warts off of my hand." And he had six huge warts in the middle of his hand, in the crevices of his hand. And he had one removed one time. He said, "I'll never have this done again," because it was right in the bend of his finger.
And how long had he had these warts?
I counted up the years that I knew that he had them, Tom, and it was 25 years. Mm-hmm. He said, "Now that the Lord has healed me, I'm asking him to take these warts off of my hand." Well, it wasn't very long after that. He stuck his hand out across the table. He said, "Look, I only have two left, and that one's fixing to go because it's red."
Glory to God.
Mm. It was amazing.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then it wasn't any time after that that he stuck his hand out to the table and says, "Now they're all gone."
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, they're all gone. That is so amazing.
Yes, it is.
To see the great, wonderful hand of God upon us and doing for us because he loves us so.
He is our healer.
Yes. And then after that, it was one thing after another that he said, "What is this on my ear?" And I looked and I said to myself, "Oh, another trial." "Daddy, it looks like it's a little cancer on your ear." "Well," he said, "we'll just pray about it like everything else." And one day, and I feel that the Lord had this to happen just to be a witness for someone else and for to see the glory of God, I had something come up on my hand, and I went to the dermatologist who had been raised in our church. And I remember him and knew him as I taught his mother a private Bible study, when he was just a tiny little boy. And now he's a dermatologist, and so we went to see him. And he said, "Oh, that's not anything on your hand that I'm worried about." But he looked over at my husband, whom he really loved, and said, "But I'm worried about his ear." He says, "Let me take a little biopsy of that, and I'll take a biopsy of what you have, but I know that's all right, but we're going to send this biopsy off." And he sent it off, and he gave us the report. It came back a basal cell carcinoma. So he made an appointment with the plastic surgeon for him to go in and have it removed. Well, my husband said, "You know, I think I'll just pray about this like we have everything else. And I'd like for you just to cancel that appointment." And so I did. And time passed, and they realized at the dermatologist's office that he had not made that appointment. So they called me up and said, "Miss Baggett," his receptionist, your husband has not been to the plastic surgeon. You've canceled that appointment. Now, you all need to come in here." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, honey, thank you so much for calling us and your concern for us, and I certainly will tell him what you had to say." And so then we hung up, and I told him, and he smiled, and then time passed, and they called back.
Uh-oh.
"Now, Mrs. Baggett, you all have not come in here." And I went through that same little jag that I did before, and I told her how much I appreciated, and I did, their concern for him, and that I would tell him. She says, "Now listen, you need to get in here, because when it breaks through that epithelium, it's going to be bad." I said, "Well, honey, I have to just tell you that it's really not there anymore."
Glory.
One day he'd asked me, said, "Mother, how does it look now?" I said, "Honey, it's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing there."
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, would you believe that one came on the other ear? And so we went through that same thing, praying and talking to the Lord, and it disappeared in the same fashion that the other
one had
passed off. So
it was kind of like the lepers. They were healed as they went.
That's right.
And it was a progressive manifestation of healing.
Yes.
Glory.
And when he passed away, the dermatologist came, and he put his arm around me, and he was crushed because he'd lost a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, "Would you go and look at his ear now and see that there's nothing there?"
Thank you.
And
what
he
a
did.
Witness.
He went over to look to see what he could see. There was nothing there.
Now, he pastored that church until he was almost 82 years old. He
That's
died
right.
just a couple of weeks or so before his 82nd birthday.
That's right.
And he had just made a decision. I felt like that it was time to give up the church. And
right.
the Lord had spoken to him and told him, and the two of you had discussed it a number of times, that the Lord had revealed to him that he would take him home when he was finished with that work.
"The day I'm through," he said, "the Lord is going to take me home." He spoke many times in the pulpit and said to his congregation, "I'm going somewhere. I've never been so happy in living for God as I am now."
And so the very day that the two of you made a decision, and I guess without you realizing what that impact was going to be until after he had looked at you and said, "Today's the day, I'm going to resign. I believe my work is finished." And then it kind of settled in. You realized what he had just said. Mm-hmm. And about an hour and a half later,
That's right.
the Lord took him home.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance.
Yes, he went out in a cloud of glory, raised his hands in the air, praising God,
Hallelujah.
Speaking in other tongues.
Glory to God.
And looked over at me and said, "Mother, I'm going."
Thank you, Jesus. Absent from the body, present with the Lord.
And the coroner came that night, and he said, "Mrs. Baggett, didn't you ever think about calling 911? I said, "Sir, you would not call 911 unless you had this man's permission." And And he said, well, now that he died here in the home, I'm going to have to ask you to let me see his medications. He said it very sternly because he was concerned. And I said, sir, I'll be glad to go in the bedroom. And by his bedside is a bottle of Tums, if you'd like to see that. He said, is that all that man took? I said, yes, sir, that's all he took. Close Tums.
But he finished his race.
Yes. Finished his race in the power and glory of God.
Hallelujah. Mm.
He went in a cloud of glory.
Thank you,
I've missed him. I loved him with all of my heart. He was the love of my life. Mm. But I've never been able to mully grub about it because he made it.
Yes.
He's still trying to make it.
Yes. Yes,
praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the life of Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett II, your father.
Junior. And he's left a legacy behind, the miracles and the power of his ministry. Jesus Christ standing with him, and his faith in Jesus Christ has made many whole.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taught generations how to live for God in faith.
Exactly.
And I'm an example of that. What he's done in my life has been tremendous. For 8.5 years, during the time that I was the pastor of a church in Louisiana, I had ulcerative colitis and bled every single day for 8.5 years. But in addition to his prayer, I had seen these miracles over and over. And my faith rose as a result of what I had seen God do in my father's life and in my mother's life. And God just miraculously healed me completely, made me whole. And after 8.5 years, a doctor's telling me, you're going to die from ulcerative colitis and you'll die from colon cancer. And in 1997, God completely healed me, and I have been totally whole ever since.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's because of something that was an example that mm-hmm. I saw in my father and my mother's life, mm-hmm. and I'm thankful for that today. And yes. I want to pass that to our children.
Yes. I think about, too, where Jesus told Jairus, he said, I will go to your house and heal your daughter. But on the way, there was a divine interruption, that mm-hmm. woman with the issue of blood. And she told her testimony. And how inspiring that must have been for Jairus and mm-hmm. when he heard the bad news, why trouble the master? Your daughter's dead. But Jesus said, only believe, and you shall see the glory of God. So your husband believed, and he did see the glory of God, and it inspired you.
It did, and we have a world that's confused, and they don't know what to believe. So let's just right now tell them that there's a healer.
Yes, there is.
He's
Jesus
a great physician.
Is the healer.
He's a great physician.
He's never lost a case.
Never lost a
and
patient.
And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And one generation is declaring his works to the next. This entire week is dedicated to our beautiful mother-in-law who's sharing these miracles. And we're so glad you joined us.